10 years ago today, the name Dolly took on new significance. Forget Madison and Parton. Dolly the sheep was introduced to the world by Scottish scientists, the first cloned mammal. And her arrival triggered often hysterical speculation that human cloning was just around the corner. But, as NPR's Joe Palca reports, today human cloning may indeed be just around the corner, but not in the way people feared a decade ago.
Each one of my skin cells contains all the DNA necessary to make me. But because it's a skin cell, the DNA has undergone some physical changes. These changes have the effect of turning off lots of genes that aren't needed for making my skin. The same is true for virtually all the cells in my body. The Scottish scientists showed that it was possible to undo those changes by putting a cell into an egg. Somehow, the egg is able to rejuvenate the DNA. It restores the potential of any adult cell's DNA to make an entire animal. That's how Dolly was made, and the technique took off.
First there was Dolly the sheep, and now there is Cumulina the mouse.
Scientists succeeded in creating the world's first cloned cat. Not an obscure.
Italy have created the world's first cloned horse.
Produced the world's first cloned mule.
The first cloned dog ever created.
Despite all the success with four-legged animals, there were no credible reports suggesting human cloning was possible, until this one.
Scientists in Korea have successfully cloned a human embryo.
But it turned out this was a breakthrough that wasn't. Although the claim appeared in the prestigious journal Science, it turned out to be fraudulent. Now, the Korean scientists weren't trying to make a clone baby. They were trying to make cloned embryos in order to make embryonic stem cells. Here's why. If one of my skin cells was used to make a cloned embryo, any stem cell from that embryo would be genetically identical to me, and my immune system wouldn't reject them if I got stem cell therapy. This promise of tailor-made therapies has prompted several teams of scientists around the world to try to make embryonic stem cells from cloned embryos. But Robert Lanza of the biotech firm ACT says no one's managed it yet.
There have now been, you know, at least a dozen or two different species cloned, but for each species there's been a unique set of problems, and the human is no different.
One reason the roadblocks to human cloning are hard to overcome is the shortage of human eggs for research. Robert Blelock of the University of California, San Francisco, says that made him decide to begin his work on human cloning by studying monkeys first.
If we can figure out these big roadblocks in a system where we have better access to healthy eggs, then I think we'll be much better positioned. Once we figure those roadblocks out, we can move on to humans.
Another hurdle is ignorance about precisely how a fertilized human egg begins to divide and grow. Susan Fisher is a stem cell scientist at UC San Francisco.
Because the federal government has prohibited academic institutions from working on embryos, we really know almost nothing about human embryos in the beginning stages.
The opportunities for gaining that knowledge are probably greatest in California, where Fisher and Blelock work, because California has committed to spending $3 billion on cloning and stem cell research over the next decade.
So for us to get somewhere, I really think that we need to understand the basic biology. Otherwise, we're just technicians who are trying a whole bunch of things, and there's so much to try.
Despite the hurdles, Fisher, Blelock, and Lanza don't hesitate when asked whether someone will succeed in cloning a human embryo.
Oh, I absolutely do think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I definitely do.
Absolutely. I don't think there's any biological reason why the human is any different than other mammalian species.
Of course, while it may be technically possible to make a clone human embryo, President Bush and others have argued it's morally wrong and not something scientists should do. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Animal cloning has seen significant advances, but pet cloning has turned out to be a bust. You can find out why Dolly the sheep didn't lead to cloned cats and dogs at npr.org.